Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Dalet. We left off on daf Gimel, and Beis Yared, Amar Avidah, Amar Shmuel, the last medium-sized line at the end of that line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, and on his wife and children, and Lil Nishmas, his mother, Goldva Simcha, Alea Shalom, Nisham Shavanilio. It's also sponsored by the Rothman, Lightman, and Feuerstein families in honor of the wedding anniversary of Dr. David and Suri Lander, and in honor of their wonderful children, the nephews and nieces of the Rothmans, Lightmans, and Feuersteins. And happy anniversary. They should have many, many more happy anniversaries. And it's also sponsored by Mikey and Tzivya Cooper, as Hakaras HaTov for Hashem's Chesed with Klal Yisrael, I guess. And we thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the first thing the Gemara is going to talk about is that there is a pasuk that seems to compare people to Degei Hayam, to the fish of the sea. So in what way are people similar to fish? Then the Gemara is going to discuss how HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us differently than he punishes the Umos HaOlam, and we don't necessarily appreciate that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us in a different way that's more manageable for us. And then the Gemara is going to have a story that explains why it is that Hashem punishes tzaddikim at all, and does Hashem punish tzaddikim gemurim or only tzaddikim sheinim gemurim? The Gemara is then going to discuss the moment of Hashem's anger, that once a day there is a moment where Hashem gets angry, and that's going to that was Bilam's whole secret of what he knew that other people did not know. And then toward the end of the daf, we're going to have four different statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi about mitzvos and averos and the relative value of them. So let's begin again. We are holding on daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the last medium-sized line. Amar Rav Yom Shmuel. So Amar Rav Yom Shmuel. May dechsiv v'tas adam kidgei ayam keremes lo moshelbo. What does the pasuk mean when the Navi says in Chabakuk that the Navi is actually being misnavi about Nebuchadnezzar, that he's going to be a king over the world, and there are going to be, and people to Nebuchadnezzar are going to be like fish that are mufkar la'achila, that he could just devour them just like we can eat the fish of the sea, and the keremes ha'adama that you could just step on and no one cares if you take them away. So that's how the Metzudas David understands the simple pshat in the pasuk in Chabakuk. But the Gemara is darshaning from this pasuk that there's some sort of comparison between people and Degei Hayam. Vatasa Adam Ki Degei Hayam, that people are in some way comparable to Degei Hayam, not only in the sense that Nebuchadnezzar will have full shlita and do whatever he wants to people like people do with Degei Hayam, but in some other way. So Lama Nimshalu Bnei Adam Ki Degei Hayam, why are people compared to fish? Lo Merlecha, Ma Dogim Shabiyam Kivin Shalom Liabal Shamiyan Mesim, just like fish, as soon as they go up onto the dry land, they die right away. Af Bnei Adam Kivin Shaparshim Midivri Torah Min HaMitzvos Miyan Mesim. So too, people, when they separate themselves from Divrei Torah and from mitzvos, they die right away. The Maral writes in Chidushei Agados that just like the water is the natural habitat for fish, and without it they're not able to live, so too Torah is nimshal l'mayim. Chazal say in Tainis Dav Zayin, havikot tzomi l'chul l'mayim, they darshan the pasuk that it's a reference to Torah. So it is the natural habitat for the neshama, and the neshama is not able to live outside of its natural habitat of the Torah, which is the water. Of course, most famously, the Gemara in Brachos Taf Samach Aleph says that Rabbi Akiva said to Papus Ben Yehuda, a mashal of a fox that was standing al Sfas Hayam, and he said to the Dagim that he should come out in order to be saved from the traps, from the nets of the fishermen. And they said that our whole lives are in the fish, and if we're afraid in the water, and if we're afraid in the water, then al adama lo kolshkein. And cleverness, with that understanding, they were able to outsmart the fox who wanted them to come onto the dry land. So the Marsha explains the hemshech of the pasuk of this Degei Hayam pasuk, right? What does the pasuk say? That people are kidgei hayam and keremes lo moshel bo. So he says keremes lo moshel bo is the pasuk is referring to that a person is like fish that calls man that they're biyam. Then the remes ha'adama, the fox that's on the ground, is not able to to be moshel bo, is not able to do anything to him. So too, people, kolzman, that they're involved in the Yam HaTorah, the Umas HaOlam, who are the Remes HaAdama, are not able to be sholeit over them. But if Chas V'Shalom, we abandon Torah in any way, that's when we're subject to the Shlita of the Umas HaOlam. So that is limud number one. In what way are we like fish? That just like fish require water, and it is their very lifeline, so too, people require Torah. Davar Acher, another interpretation of what way we are like fish. Madag b'shamiyam, kivin shekadra aleim chama, miyad mesim, kach b'nei adam, kivin shekadra aleim chama, miyad mesim. Just like the Degei Ayam, as soon as the sun shines on them, they die right away. So too, people, when the sun in its strength shines on them, they die right away. What does that mean? So Gemara says it could mean one of two things. Iba yisema bal mazeh, viba yisema lol maba. It might be referring to the sun in this world, or it might be referring to the sun in Olam Abba. Iba yisema bal mazeh, how could it mean Olam Hazeh? Kid Rabbi Chanina, aligned with what Rabbi Chanina taught. Amar Rabbi Chanina, hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi tzinim upachim. That everything is bidei shamayim, except for tzinim upachim. When it comes to cold weather or warm weather, if a person doesn't protect themselves accordingly, it could be very, very dangerous. But that's not bidei shamayim. It's up to the person to protect themselves, to make sure that on a cold day they wear a coat, that on a hot day they stay in the shade, they drink a lot of water, that they're protecting themselves from the elements. Now, Tosus notes that there is another phrase of Hakol Bidei Shemayim, right? That's more Shogur Befinu, that we're more accustomed to saying. That's a Mishnah, that Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yira Shemayim. So how can you say Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Tzin Mupachim, and then say Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yira Shemayim, which is the exception of Hakol Bidei Shemayim? So Tosus says, well, we're talking in two different contexts. Over here, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Tzin Mupachim, if you look in Tosus Dibra Maskal Kol, he says it means Kolama Oraos Habaos Halada Midei Yom Yom Bidei Shemayim. Things that happen to you are all Bidei Shemayim, and there's no way to avoid them except for Tzin Mupachim. If you look at the end of the next Tosos, he says Vada Amino Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yira Shemayim Hasamari Bimasha Nigzer Love Bishas Yitzira. That's about what you're going to be like, what the Gzera is at the time of the Yitzira of the person, not the events in your life that are going to happen to you, but what your basic character is going to be like. Kugon gibar o chalash ani o ashir. What qualities a person is going to have? Chacham o tipesh, but tzaddik v'rasha. Those qualities, that's up to you. So that's chutz miyira shemayim. So they're both true statements, because one is about things that will happen to you, and the other is about what qualities the person will have. So anyway, how do I know that a kol bidei shemayim chutz mi tzinim upachim shenamar? Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, tzinim upachim b'derech ikesh shomer nafsho yirchak mehem, that you're someone who's on guard could distance himself from the ill effects of tzinim upachim. V'iba yisema, another possibility though is that it's not referring to olam hazeh, it's liolam haba, k'di Rabbi Shimon Malakish, and that's aligned with what Rabbi Shimon Malakish taught. Dam Rabbi Shimon Malakish ein gehenim las lavo. Rabbi Shimon Malakish says there is no gehenim las lavo. So what is it? Al Kodesh Baruch Hu motzi chama min artika. Hashem simply takes the sun out of its protective shell, umaktir, and he allows it to go in full force, to shine in full force. Rishaim nidonin ba. So Rishaim are going to be punished through the sun. V'tzadikim misrapin ba. And tzadikim will have a refua through the sun. Rishaim nidonin ba dichsev. Because the pasuk says hinei hayom ba boer katanur vayakol zaydim v'chol osi risha kash. That the yom, meaning the sun, is going to be like an oven, and all of the evildoers are going to be like straw, which is highly flammable. V'lato samayom abba amar Hashem tzavakos hashalo yazav lahem shoresh va'anaf. That the yom of judgment is going to come, and it's going to burn like a tanur, and all the rishayim are going to be this flammable material, and the coming sun is going to destroy them. The sun that's going to come at that time is going to totally consume them. So lo shoresh ba'olam hazeh, when it says lo shoresh va'anaf, it means that there's going to be no root of them left in this world, v'lo anaf li'olam haba, and no anaf in the next world. Tzadikim misrapin ba, and tzadikim are going to have a refuah through it, tichsiv, because the pasuk goes on to say in the Navi, v'zarcha lechem yiri shmi shemesh tzedaka umarpe b'chnafeha. So you see that the shemesh is merape someone who's yirei shemayim, v'lo od el shemes adin ba. Not only is it going to be a refuah for the tzadikim, sometimes refuos hurt and are painful, but this is going to be a refuah that they're going to have some sort of enjoyment in Shenemar, Yitzasim Fashim Ka'agle Marbek, that wherever it's going to come, it's going to be a tanuk, and they're going to be like calves that are fattened up by eating better food. So tzaddikim are going to enjoy the light of the sun and the warmth of the sun. Davar Acher, third interpretation of how people are like fish. Again, the first one was that just like fish can't live out of water, we can't live out of Torah. The second one was about the effects of the sun on fish and the effects of sun on people. Davar Acher, third interpretation, Ma Dagim Shabiyam Kala Gadol Mechaveru Balea Eschaveru. Just like when it comes to fish, the larger fish eat the smaller fish. Af Bnei Adam Il Moli Marosh Shel Malchus. So too people, if they were not tamed by law and order, by the Mara of the Malchus, by laws the ability to follow up and to implement those laws by the government, we would be just like the fish. Whoever is bigger would just beat up the other guy, would just eat up the smaller fellow. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Chanina Sganakwanam Omer, having mispelled b'shlom shel malchus, and a person has to daven for the shalom of the malchus. Shel mali mara shel malchus, ish esre'eyu chayim bla'o. Because if not for the mara of the malchus, then people would consume each other alive. And you have to realize, this was Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, was talking over here. The Malchus in those times were these Malchus that were not particularly friendly Malchuyos, meaning a lot of times throughout history, the davening of Shalom HaMalchus was something that was very, very hard to do. Today it happens to be a little bit easier to do, but there are days that it's a lot harder to be Mispalel B'Shalom HaShal Malchus. And nevertheless, we still have to be Mispalel B'Shalom HaShal Malchus, because we realize that without some sense of law and order, then society would be doomed. Rabbi Chinna Bar Papa asked the following stira between two sets of psukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Iov that Shakai lo mitzanu sagi koach. Sagi koach means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to work with great koach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give the full impact of his koach. He doesn't bring it out and show the full impact of his koach. Uksiv, and the Paskin Tehillim says, Gadol Adonenu v'rav koach. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses rav koach. Uksiv, Yimincha Hashem nedari bakoach. Yimincha Hashem teratuyev, obviously the Paskin continues. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, uses a lot of koach. So which is it? Is it sagi koach or is it rav koach? So lo kasha, kan b'shas adin, kan b'shas mulchama. That the Paskin that says, Lom etzanu sagi koach, is b'shas adin, where HaKadosh Baruch who has to carry out din, he's merachim al abrios, and he doesn't act with rov koach. But gadol adonenu v'rav koach, and yimin Hashem nadari b'koach, is b'shas mulchama, that at a time of war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight the wars, Hashem ish mulchama, like we learned about, that the tipshim shabolam, the yumos holam, thought that they could say that they're the ones that make the wars. No, they are not the ones that make the wars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ish mulchama, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an ish mulchama, you see that he does things that no human being would possibly be capable of doing. It's evident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Rav Koach during war. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rami. Rabbi Chanina, I don't set up the Daf Yomi schedule to make it fit current events. It just happens. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rami. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says, Chema Einli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act with anger. Uksiv, Nokem Hashem, Ubal Chema. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with a certain amount of anger. So which is it? So lo kasha. Kan be Yisrael, kan be Ovdi. That when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not act with anger, that's toward the Jewish people. When we say he does act with anger, that's toward the Ovdei Kochavim. Rav Chinna Bar Papi Amar, he says the two psukim are both talking about the Jewish people. Chema Einli Shekvar Nishbati Mi Itneini Shelo Nishbati Ei Yashomer V'Shayes, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in actuality doesn't act with anger because he took a shvua that he's not going to get angry at Klal Yisrael. But had that not been the case, then he would act with anger. He would destroy the world with milchama, and he would be nokem Hashem u'bal chema. And we're lucky that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to put that away, that he's going to put his full anger away, and he's not going to act toward us with that level of anger. V'hainu da'amar Rabbi Alexandri, my dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Zechariah, v'ayah b'yom ahu avakish lahashmin es kol agoyim, avakish mimi, avakish, Hashem has to ask Rishus to be, to Hashmid is Kol HaGoyim. Who does he need to ask from? Who does he need to consult with before he decides to destroy as Kol HaGoyim? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avakish Binigni Shalehem. I'm going to look in the Sefer Zichronos of their actions, of what they've done. Im Yesh Lehem Zichus Efteim Vimlav Ashmideim. That if they have a Zichus that they deserve continue to live, to continue to survive and to thrive, so then they will. But if there is no Zichus, then they will be destroyed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the books to see. It's not that he has to consult with anybody, but he consults with their own behaviors. So the Gemara has a few other interpretations of a particular pasuk relating to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts toward the Goyim La'asalava. V'ayinu dam rava, ma'idich siv. What does the pasuk mean when it says, Ach lo vi'i yishlach yad im befidu lehen shua? Amalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Teklal Yisrael, Shani danas Yisrael, when I judge the Jewish people, Einani danas amka ovdik chavim. I do not carry out judgment the same way I do for ovdik chavim. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says that ava asimena, that they've done evus, they've done something not right, and they behaved in an improper way, and therefore I'm going to behave likewise toward them. Elani nifra mehen kipit shel tarnagolas, but I'm going to pay back the Jewish people like a tarnagolas pecks away slowly and a little bit at a time. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to, for the wrongdoings of the Jewish people, he's not going to punish us immediately and all at once the way he does with the Umas HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Parea Ma'at Ma'at. He's going to punish us little by little in manageable portions that we'll still be able to live to see another day. Davar Acher, another interpretation of the Pasuk, Afilu Ein Yisrael Osin Mitzvah Lefanai Kiyam Ma'at. Even if Klal Yisrael only does a little bit of mitzvahs, Kipit Shel Tarnagol and Sheminakron Ba'ashba, like the little bit that the Tarnagol is able to peck away at the Ashba, Ani Mitzarfon L'Cheshmon Gadol. It adds up, and I'll combine it to one big cheshmon, Shnamar Im Bifido Lehen Shua, that will be their Yeshua. That will be what will be po to them when they do small mitzvahs. A lot of times people think that if it's just something small, it's not going to accomplish a lot. We don't realize, how much, Daf Yomi is a big amount of learning a day, but there are also other things. People learn a Mishnah or two a day, and then it adds up, and it's mitzarif to a cheshmon gadol, when you do little things on a consistent basis, so it becomes a big thing over time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that. Davar Acher, another interpretation, b'schar shemeshavin lefanai ani Moshiach osam. In the schar that they daven for me, that they daven to me, that's that what's going to be the source of the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, because we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the pasuk mean in Hosea? I thought that I would be poda Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, through the money that they give, through the tzedakah that they give, k'deshi yisku li'olam haba, so that they'll be zocha li'olam haba. Ve'hima dibru alai k'zavim, and they say these are not true things, that I'm taking away their money and that everything is so expensive. I'm giving them opportunities to support yeshivas, to support Talmud Torah, to support other people, and then they just complain that how come they have to pay so much for things. They don't realize what a zechus it is to be able to do that. That's their survival. V'hainu da'amar Rav Papi mishmei d'rava, and that's Rav Papi says in the name of Rava. May d'chsiv, what does the pasuk mean in Hosea? V'ani yisarti chizakti zro'osam ve'elai yichashvu ra'ah, that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti, I said, ayasim b'yisurim b'al mazeh, that they'll suffer a few yisurim in this world, k'dei she'yaschasku zro'osam l'olam haba, so that they'll be in a better position in Olam Haba to receive all the good things that Olam Haba has to offer. Ve'elai yichashvu ra, but they thought that it's all bad, meaning when they suffer a little bit in Olam Hazeh, they don't realize what a favor I'm doing to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. They don't realize I'm smoothing I'm paving the road to Olam Haba, but they just complain that everything is bad. Mishtabek Rabbi Avo l'mini b'Rav Safra. Rabbi Avo was telling the minim, the apikorsim, how great Rav Safra was. So the Adam Gadol, that he was a real Adam Gadol. Shafkalei michsa d'tleis ha'shnin. So they gave him a tax break for 13 years. Yom HaChad Ashkechu, one day they met this Rav Safra, who Rabbi Yavoah had spoke so highly of, Sarmalei. So the Minim said to Rav Safra what old-fashioned Apikorsim used to do. They asked Kashas on Pesukim. So Ksiv, it says in Pasuk in Amos, Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adama, al kein efkod aleichem es kol avonoseichem. That yadati is always a lashon of ahava, that we have all over the place. That's also Yodea Hashem derech tzadikim. What does it mean? Hashem knows the derech. No, it means Hashem loves the derech of the tzadikim. Ve'edacha b'shem. You have all over the place. Yadati is lashon va'ava. So what's the pasuk saying? Yadati mikol mishpuchos ha'adama. That eschem yadati mikol mishpuchos ha'adama. It's you that I love from all the other mishpuchos ha'adama. It's you, Klal Yisrael, that I love from all the mishpuchos ha'adama. And therefore, I'm going to punish you for all of your averos. So man disle sisya berachem yemasuk. Someone who has anger, he takes it out on the people that he loves. How does that make sense? If he's how does the first half of the sentence fit with the second half of the sentence? So Ishtik v'lom l'midi. Rav Safra was quiet. He did not respond. Romele sudra b'tzavari. So they took a cloth and they wrapped it around his neck to threaten to choke him to death because they weren't because he wasn't responding. And it wasn't so comfortable for him as they were trying to choke him. The Iyun Yaakov says that they thought he didn't want to answer them because al tan ksil ki valto, that you're not supposed to respond to a fool, and they thought that he was thought of them as fools, and therefore he didn't want to respond. So they wanted to be chonik him, similar to what David HaMelech says when they dug the shisin in the Beis HaMikdash, and the tahom was going to come up and flood the entire world. So David HaMelech said, anyone knows how to solve this problem and doesn't do so, yechonik begrono, that if you have information and you're not sharing it, David HaMelech said, yechonik begrono, let him choke. So they went and they choked him because he wasn't sharing this information that they assumed that he had, and they assumed he was choosing not to share. So Asa Rabbi Yavo came in, he saw what was going on. He saw these minim. Amr Lahu, we said to them, Amay Mitzah Risalei, why are you beating up the rabbi? What are you doing? So Amr Lahu, so they said, Lava Martel and Adam Gadol, well, you kept telling us he was an Adam Gadol, and we gave him a tax break because of that. And he can't even teach a pasuk in Amos for us. What kind of Adam Gadol is that? So Amr Lahu, so Rabbi Yavo said to the minim, Emer Damrichlu B'Tanai, B'Kroi Mi'amri Lahu. I didn't tell you he was a Baki in Tanakh. I told you he's an Adam Gadol because I meant him Mishnayis. He knows the Mishnayis very well. You have like that. The Chazal were more involved in learning of Mishnayis than they were in learning of Tanakh, because Mishnayis is Nogei La'alacha. The Yikr Limud of a person is supposed to be Lasuk Yishmaitz HaLibid Ilchasa, to be able to arrive at a halachic conclusion. Tosos and Babasra, there's that one Tosos in Kuf Yud Gimel and Babasra where Tosos says, yeah, a lot of the Amorayim didn't really know the Psukim. They didn't know Tanakh so well. They weren't always so familiar with the Psukim. So one could associate this Gemara with that Tosos. So there weren't such Bikim in the Psukim. So the Rashash in Babasra brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara over there says, Yikantu Bali Mikra, it talks about giving tzedakah to different Talmidei Chachamim, how they have a priority in tzedakah. So it says, Yikantu Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara. It sounds like they're different people, that it's not the same people that are Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara. So Amrulei, so the Minim said to him, Maishna Atundi Yaditun, why is it that you study Tanakh if he doesn't study Tanakh? I mean, how come you know Tanakh so well? So Amrulei, Anand Shchichinan Gabechon, Raminan Anafshin Amayin, meaning me and my chevra that have a lot of association with you, we know we need to be on our toes, so we study the psukim very well, so we can answer whatever kashas you can have. But inu lo ma'ani, but the talmid chacham that are in the base medrash, you know, and that aren't relating to the minim, they don't know the psukim as well. So they said, the minim said, okay, so you tell us what the pshat in the pasuk is. So Rabbi Yavo explained, I'll explain to you exactly. It's a mashal. Let's say person has two people that owe money. Echad ovo ve'echad sona. One that he likes and one that he does not. Ovo nifra menemat mat. The one that he likes, he sets up a payment plan. The guy will pay me $100 a month for the next who knows how many months until to make a dent in that which he owes me. Sono nifra menem basachas. The sone, he's going to demand full payment right away and it's going to be much more difficult. Amar Rabbi Abba Barkana, my dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, chalilu lecha me'asos kadavar hazeh lehamet tzadik in Russia, that Avram Avinu says, how can you wipe out a whole city? You're going to kill the tzaddik with the Russia. Amar Avram Tanei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, chulinu me'asos kadavar hazeh lehamet tzadik in Russia. It is chulin, it's it's beneath the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do such a thing, to kill a tzaddik together with a rasha. So it says, Gemara, v'lo, does Hashem not do that? V'aksiv, doesn't the pasuk say in Yecheskel, v'ichrati mimeich tzaddik v'rasha, that he does wipe out a tzaddik with a rasha? And says Gemara, no, but tzaddik sheinu gamur. That's only tzaddik sheinu gamur, but a tzaddik gamur is going to be protected. Al b'tzadu gomer lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't kill the tzadu gomer. V'aksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say in Yecheskel when it talks about the six mashchisim that our Kadosh Baruch Hu sent to destroy Yerushalayim, umi mikdashi techalu, that mi mikdashi, you start with the mikdash in destruction, v'ton Rav Yosef al tikri mi mikdashi, ela mi mikudashai, that it doesn't mean mikdashi, but mikudashai, meaning the holy people. El b'nei adam shekimu asatora me'alef atof, it's a reference to the people that fulfilled the entirety of Torah from Aleph until Taf. The pasuk in Yecheskel says the Taftiv Taf al Mitzchos Ha'anoshim. The Gemara in Shabbos Taf Nunhei says that it means that the Malach Gavriel was told to write the letter Taf on the foreheads of the people that were Mekayim the entire Torah as a simin that they were Mekayim the entire Torah May Aleph Yataf. So that's why Dafka refers to Mekudashai over here as people who filled May Aleph Yataf because it fits with the Psukim in Yecheskel that we're talking about, that they were told to start with the Tzadikim. Sounds like Tzadikim Gemurim, Aleph Ataf, that's pretty much all of it. So it sounds like the Tzadikim Gemurim. So Hasamnami, Kiman Shaya Biyadam Limchos, Velomichu Havlu Katzadikim Shein Gemurim. They personally observed the Torah Me Aleph Ataf, but they didn't ensure that other people would observe the Torah Me Aleph Ataf, and they had the ability to make a macha'a when people did not live up to what they should have done, and they didn't, and therefore they're faulted for it as well. Tosos raises the question. In Dibra Maskel, Shaya Biyadam Limchos, Vada Amrina B'Sov Cheskas Habatim, Mutav Shiyu Shogin, Valyum Azidin. He says, but wait, are you always supposed to be giving Musar? Whatever happened to let people be in violation B'Shogeg rather than violate B'Mezid? Haina B'Dover Shiyadu Shalu Yikablu Im Yimchu. That's only if it's something that you know that they're not going to listen if you make a macha'a. Meaning the only time we say Mutav Shiyu Shogeg in Valyum Azidin is if you know that whatever you say is not going to be listened to. But if there's a chance that your macha is going to be listened to, then you're supposed to be mochiach other people. Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked the following stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, kel zoim b'chol yom, that Hashem gets angry every day. Uksiv, and the pasuk in Nachum says, lufnei zamo miyamod, that no one could withstand the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's too great of a force for anyone to be able to withstand. So which is it? Does Hashem get angry every single day and the world keeps on going? Or is it that no one could withstand the zam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So lo kasha, kan be such an important yisod that on our own we can't withstand much, but together we can withstand a lot of things. So even the zam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tzibur, is able to withstand it. Tan Rabbanan, kel zoim b'chol yom, Hashem gets angry every day. V'kama zamo, how long does that anger last? Rega, just a rega. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Achas mechamesh ribo ushlosha salafim ushmona meos va'arboim ushmona b'sha'a. It's a lot shorter than a minute, right? We think of rega as a minute, but no, it's one out of 53,848 sections of an hour. So it's a very, very tiny amount of time. Zoe rega. Vein kolbriya yichol l'chavin osa rega chutz mi bilam rasha. Nobody knew exactly when that rega was other than Bilam HaRasha. That was his expertise. D'chsiv Bey, it says about Bilam HaRasha, v'yodea das elyon, that he was yodea das elyon, that he knew the das in some sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does that make sense? Efshar das behemta lo yada, das elyon mi'ava yada, he didn't even know the das of his own animal. And he knew the das elyon, he knew the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we say such a thing? So says the Gemara, my das behemta lo yada, what kind of assumption are you making that he doesn't know the das of his own animal? What do you mean by that? So Gemara says, because this was the story with Bilam. Bidna de Chazulei, when the Sarei Moav saw Bilam to have a rachiv achamre, that they saw he was riding on a donkey, so they expected this chashva person, who's this navi of the Umos HaOlam, who has all this power, to be riding on a, you know, a noble steed, and here he's riding on a donkey. So Amrulei, they said, my time l'ro chavta asusya, you know, why aren't you riding on a fancy horse? So Amruhu biritiva shadayle, oh, my horse is in the shop. This is only my, you know, like it's out grazing somewhere in the swamps. But don't worry, this is, you know, just my backup. Miyad v'tom So the donkey turns to him and says, what are you talking about? You're always with me. So Amarla, so Bilam said, Latina Bealma, what he means is that I use him to schlep packages sometimes. So Amarla, the Asan said, Asharach Haftalai, no, you always ride on me. So Amarla, so Bilam said, Akrai Bealma, he means once in a while, on a Sunday drive or something, you got to keep it, in shape. So once in a while, I'll take it out. But so Amarla, it says, Me'om Chavad Yomazah, always, you're always right. V'lo od, and not only do you use me to transport yourself, Elishani Yosalu Chivus Beyom Vishus Belayla, you treat me like a wife at night. So Ksiv Hacha Askenas Kantiu Ksiv Hasan Vatila Sochenas. How do I know that means that the donkey said such a thing? Because the pasuk says that the Ason said to Bilam Haskenas Kanti Lasos Lachako, and the pasuk when it describes the Nara that was hired to keep David warm in his old age, it says Vatila Sochenas. So you see the same lashon. So Askenas Kanti is from the same Shoresh, and it means that the donkey was Bilam was intimate with this donkey. So he didn't even know Das Be'amto. I mean, he couldn't outsmart the donkey. The donkey he couldn't anticipate what the donkey was going to say to him. And he knows Das Elyon. Elamai Yodea Das Elyon. So what does it mean he was Yodea Das Elyon? It means She Yodea Lechavir Oso Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koespa. He knew how to find in that moment of Hashem's anger. Vayinu Dekamer Luhu Navi Ami Zichorna Mayotz Balach Melech Moav Uman Ana Oso Bilam Ben Ba'ar Min Hashitim Ve'ad HaGilgol Man Das Tzidkos Hashem. Amar Ablazar Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Ami Ru'u Kamet Tzidkos Asisi Yimachem. Look at all the good things, the favors I did for you. Shelo ka'asti aleichem kolos n'ayamim. That I didn't get angry at you that entire time. She'im ka'asti aleichem. Because had I gotten angry at you during that time, lo nishtayir me'ovdichavim misoneim shal Yisrael saru palit. The ovdichavim would not have left anything of the Jewish people had I gotten angry during that time when Bilam knew how to find that moment and he was able to destroy you. V'ayin edekam le Bilam lebalak ma'akov lo kavokel ma'ezom lo za'am Hashem. That how can I curse if Hashem is not willing to curse? How can I express anger if Hashem is not willing to express anger? V'kama za'amo, how long is that za'am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rega, it's just a rega. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Amar amem revitam revina rega kamemre. It's the amount of time that it takes to say the word rega. It's very, very short that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Tosos asks the famous kasha. He asks it in Masechus Brachos as well, but he asks it here. Rega kamemre v'imtomer mahoy yochalom rabishas bisham muetas kazos. If that's the whole time of Hashem's anger, how much could he actually curse during that amount of time? Right? What exactly are you going to be able to say? How effective of a curse can you get out in such a short amount of time? So v'yesh lomer hayomer kalem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was going to say kalem, and kalem is that's it. Kalem means wipe him out of the face of this earth. Right? I mean, it's something that's very, very short and to the point, but it is devastating if it were to come true. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it to melech. That's one answer. Rabbi Eliyahu hayu mefarish shein tzarich rak lahaschil kilulaso ba'usarega, that it wasn't necessary to finish the entire klala during that rega. You only need to begin the klala during that rega, and then you can just keep on going, and everything goes basar the haschala. That's what some of the poskim learn from there. That from this tosos, it's very questionable, but some of the poskim try to make a tzushtel to learn from this tosos that when it comes to a zman kriyashma, zman tefila, that you can. That you can, as long as you start within the proper Zman, that's good enough. That the whole, meaning you start Shemon Esrei within the Zman that you have to daven. So even if you finish way after the Zman, that would be good enough to be considered that you made Zman Tefillah and everything else. Again, questionable, but that's what I think the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashya Glover, quotes from the Yira Kadosh, that there's such a Shita. So a lot of people rely on that. So, Minala Derega Havi Ritche, how do you know that the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rega, Duchsiv Ki Rega Ba'po, Chaim Ritzono. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a Rega. And when he calms down, it gives Chaim, it gives a long life. Viba Yisem Mehacha, or it could be from the following Pasuk in Yishayo, Chavi Kimat Rega Ad Yavor Zam, that just hang out for a Rega until the Zam passes, because that's as long as it takes. Emas Ratach, when is this moment of anger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Abaye, B'tzlash Shoy Kamaisa, the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivra Kirbalta Tarnagola, when the crop of the Tarnagol turns a little white. right. Kol shaita v'shaita mechaver chivra. Says more, it's always like that. So kol shaita is beisruki sumki. No, normally it has red streaks. Hayi shaita les beisruki sumaki. But during that moment, it doesn't have the red streaks. So the Gemara tells us about someone who wanted to take advantage of that moment. Rabbi Shur ben Levi HaMetzar le'ehu mina b'krai'i. There was a min that used to bother him with psukim all the time. They used to bother Rabbi Shur ben Levi with psukim. Because again, that's the way minim used to bother chachamim with psukim. Yomachad naka tarnagol. One day he took a tarnagol, vukmei bin kari darsa, and he put it between the legs of his bed, vayin bei, and he was just looking at this tarnagol, and he savar kimata yishaita alatye, and he figured, I'll wait till the crop of the tarnagol turns a little bit white with the red streaks, and that's when I will, without the red streaks, and that's when I'll curse him. So kimata yishaita, when that time came, nimnim, he had dozed off. It's hard to just sit there staring at a tarnagol, it's boring, so eventually he fell asleep. So Amar, he said, from the fact that I dozed off, shema mina lavaruchar that it's not such a nice thing to do, to take advantage of that rega of the zam of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'rachma v'kol ma'asav k'siv gam enosh tzaddik lo tov, that a tzaddik shouldn't be the one that brings about onesh to other people. It's just unbecoming of a tzaddik. Tanu mishved rameir, b'shosh ha'malach manichim kisrayim b'rashayim m'shtach v'lechama miyad kois ha'Kodesh Baruch Hu. When the kings put their crowns on their head and they bow to the sun, ha'Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Amrav Yot, meaning the Gemara says that in Sanhedrin, that that when the sun shines, people get up and the kings bow. So the Gemara says later on in this Masechta that the Chachmei Yisraelim asked the Chachmei Yisraelim, if Hashem doesn't like Avodah Zarah, why doesn't He just destroy all the Avodah Zarah? So the Chachmei Yisrael said he would love to, except if they bowed to worthless things, he could do that. But they also bow to the sun, and you know the sun is the way He brings bracha into this world. So He can't get rid of the sun. So that's why it's particularly angering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their Mishtachav Elechama, because otherwise he could have just destroyed all the Avodah Zarah, but they choose to be Mishtachav to some of his deputies that are very valuable. Some of Yosef Lelisian Shtosa de Musafi, Bitzlashoi Kamaisa Diyoma, Biyoma Kamadere Shata, that a person shouldn't daven Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Biyachid, if he's davening Biyachidus. Dilma Keva de Makbedina, because since it's a time that Hashem is involved in Din, Dilma Ma'ini Bu'uv Devdach Vele Midchi, who were afraid of the Din that we're prompting by saying Malchios Achronos V'Shofros during that time. Iyachi Ditzibur Nami, so then why is the Tzibur allowed to daven during that time? Ditzibur Nefisha Zuchusei, because the Tzibur has ample Zuchuyos, and therefore that's going to protect us. Iyachi Diyachid Ditzafra Nami Lo, so if that were the case, then Iyachid shouldn't be able to daven even Shachris either during that time. No, Kimdikud Zibur Dekamatzlu, Lo Kamidchi, that since there is a tzibur that's davening, so it's the time that tzibur is davening shachris, they're not going to reject the tefillah of the yachid, as opposed to tefillah musaf, which doesn't have a zman kavua, and everyone davens at a different time, so we have to be choshesh that maybe the tefillah is going to be rejected during that time. Va'amrit, wait, the first 3 hours of the day, that's a time of din? Didn't we say shalosh rishonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev osik b'torah? When we went through God's schedule yesterday, we said that the first 3 hours he's osik in Torah. It's the second 3 hours that he's involved in Din. So Epoch, flip it around. It's the first 3 hours of Din, second 3 hours is morning Seder. So it says, Marviva Yisem Eliyol and Lot Epoch. Or maybe no, maybe keep it the same, that it's the first 3 hours he's Osik B'Torah. Torah Dechsiv Ba'emes, Dechsiv Emes Kenei V'Al Timkar. So the Pasuk is about Limra Torah, that you have to be Kona Torah and don't sell the Torah, meaning you don't charge for teaching Torah. Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Osil Fnei Mishra Sadin. When he's Osik in Torah, everything's got to be MS. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was not going to go to Lefnei Mishra Sadin, and that's why you have to be nervous about sort of trying to tap into the midos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu at that time. MS is not going to be good for us when it comes to Din. But when it comes to Din, to Loksiv Bei MS, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also Lefnei Mishra Sadin. When it comes to Din, Hashem is going to act Lefnei Mishra Sadin with us when it comes to things that relate to Din. So the next thing is Yom Meyotar Begel Simen is different stories or statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I'm going to go up to camp today, Bez Hashem, so Alicia is going to take over Bez Hashem tomorrow. I will give the daf from camp at a different time, and I guess stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat for when those times will be on Zoom only. Okay.